walking down the hall faster than a cannonball. Welcome. You are listening to Anarchy from the UK. I am your host, Simon Pollard, and this is WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College. We have a great show lined up for you today. As always, you are listening to Anarchy from the UK, and it's our job for the next hour to help you find your new favourite band. To do this, we use the UK's punk and alternative scenes as a jumping-off point, so you can go off and discover your new favourite bands. To find your new favourite bands, if you hear something that you like on this show, go to Spotify, search Anarchy from the UK, and all of the playlists and all of the bands that we play for you today and have played for you throughout this season are available for you in handy-dandy playlists. We are broadcasting to you today from the beautiful Anson building sat at the foot of the historic Boston Common. It's lit up lovely, ready for Christmas. The fact that it's pissing it down has nothing to do with it. So yeah, it's gross outside. It's pretty, but it's gross. And I can kind of get on board with that sentiment. It's pretty, but gross sums me up as well, I feel. We have a lot of songs to cram in for you today. So let's get straight into it. But to give a... What do we have? As always, we have a pretty loose interpretation of both UK and alternative. So if we find music from outside of my cold, wet, grey island that I am from, then we are more than happy to play it for you. But our first song today comes from the south of the capital of that fine grey island. An early entry for good band name, bad band name. We have Fat Dog and their song King of Slugs. Fat Dog describe themselves, well, Fat Dog is a bad band name. As bad band names go, Fat Dog, bad band name. But they describe themselves as a rabble-rousing cacophony of dance, punk, klezmer, and just about everything else designed for maximum madness, kept in time by a drummer in a latex dog mask. And if that doesn't intrigue you a little, hopefully this opening riff will. I do like a good rocking driving riff, and this song definitely has that. So, bad band name, good song. We have King of Dog, a singular King of Dog with... No, that's wrong. It's Fat Dog with King of Slugs. Still singular, but let's get this on the way. And that is going to be the last error we make on this show. That's it, we're done. As long as my mic is on. Yeah, everything's going swimmingly well. Let's open this show up as we mean to go on with some good fashion rock music. King of Slugs by bad band name, Fat Dog.
Wow.
With King of the Slugs now. That single was released summer this year, came out in August of 2023. And it's the debut single by that band. It's the only song for them on Spotify. They are a great find. Absolutely adore that track. I hope you do too. You should go check them out. They have nothing mentioned of tour dates, so hopefully we have big things coming from them next year. That would be dope. Moving on to someone who has had a massive 2023, the shining beacon of hope for all alternative independent artists. We have Ren with a new single fresh off his UK number one album. Oh, I'm still so pleased for him for that number one album. That is bloody amazing. But this is Murderer. It came out in October and it is just as good as every other song on the rest of that album. Let's go.
If you catch me alone, you better stay on my zone, because I'm ready to kill. I'll sit on my throne made of bodies and bones, because I'm mentally ill. I'm feeling alive, I got the will to survive, so never test my skill. For goodness sake, man, I'm ready to break, man. Murderer, homie, it's the way that I get down. Ra-ta-ta-ta. Murderer, if you see me on the corner of my town, get back, back, back. Murderer, swing for your door in the first round. Da-ta-ta-ta. Murderer, homie, it's the way that I get down, yeah. I was born shameless, fighting out in Brighton with the neighbors. I was born famous, trendsetter, hot stepper, greatest. Shocking like a finger in the anus. I was born wasted, stoned on my brain, brother faded. Writing catchy syllables, contagious. I was born courageous, naked and fucking outrageous. With a microphone, I rock stages. I jump on the rhythm of rhyming cyclone, and I pull his caliber right out the stone. King Punk, the precision it hits like Stallone. Rocky, keep it cocky, I'll be Al Capone. I walk alone, sit on the author's throne. And if you want it, I'll deny it like a mortgage loan. Your daughter's home, we'll be staying home alone. Condone the bone and eat it like a Toblerone, bitch. If you catch me alone, you better stay on my zone, because I'm ready to kill. I'll sit on my throne made of bodies and bones, because I'm mentally ill. I'm feeling alive, I got the will to survive, so never test my skill. For goodness sake, man, I'm ready to break, man. Murderer, only it's the way that I get down. Ra-ta-ta-ta. Murderer, if you see me on the corner of my town, get back. Murderer, swing for your jaw in the first round. Da ta ta ta. Murderer, homie, it's the way that I get down. Yeah, 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 yeah. The bigger they come, the bigger they fall. The trigger, the gun, I'm clipping them all like eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I line them up against the wall. I don't mean metaphorically lyrical bullets. I mean actually fucking kill them. Squeeze the trigger and pull it. Blood
blood splat. How's it going, lad? Browns are flowing like prostate. I'm a pro with that. Caesar's going bad, boy. I'm an addict, volcanic, a man is twisted and manic. The rhymes are gifted, goddammit. I push the button, we panic. Breathe, I seize the land, sky and the seas. It's easy, see me freestyle freely. What, man? Yes, I came to rock, man. Drop it like it's hot, fam. Wearing clothes from Oxfam. Goddamn, I am a blood sucking titan. From the streets of Brighton, hit you with my right hand, sucker. If you catch me alone, you better stay on my zone, because I'm ready to kill. I'll sit on my throne, maybe bodies and bones, because I'm mentally ill. I'm feeling alive, I've got the will to survive, so never test my skill. For goodness sake, man, I'm ready to break, man. Murderer, homie, it's the way that I get down. Ra-ta-ta-ta. Murderer, if you see me on the corner of my town, get back, back, back. Murderer,
Ren with Murderer. Ren is by far my artist of 2023, and Murderer is just such a good song to have in your ears walking through the rainy city at night. Oh, it puts a bop in your step. I enjoy that a lot. So let's roll on to the next song. We've got so much to cram into today's show for you. We have a new artist. We have Hyphen with Hate Thy Neighbor. Hyphen says that he used to work a corporate job and hated every second of it, and it made him depressed, which is a sentiment that I can fully relate to. It's a very similar journey that has got me behind this mic today. So I think more people should hate their corporate jobs and try to do something creative with it. And Hyphen has done something really bloody good with his creativity. I can only hope for as much success as that he is having right now. This is Hate Thy Neighbor by Hyphen.
A lot of people can tell you about Henry VIII's wives, but haven't heard about genocides that happened during their lives. The CEO of BP has twatted his own grandkids, but I'd get arrested if I use a cricket bat and spank them.
Like, share, outrage, headshot, dead. Facebook, Fox News, old guys, pecs. Hate thy neighbor, make enemy instead. We can stop the world from burning, but you see it makes sense. I'll take a black and white issue and then make it a debate. Use a distraction and make so that they can get paid. Click, share, advertise, it works if people shout. So much noise, I forgot what we were talking about.
This old man called me a pussy, citing my tears as the evidence. Now it's cheaper for me to buy a weapon than it is to find a therapist. Soldiers in world wars hated that there were wars to be fought.
Crying is for women and gays.
Then why do we do it watching sports?
Like, share, outrage, headshot, dead. Facebook, Fox News, old guy, Vex. Hate thy neighbor, make enemy instead. We can stop the world from burning, but you see it makes sense. I'll take a black and white issue and then make it a debate. Use a distraction it makes so that they can get paid. Click, share, advertise, it works if people shout. So much noise, I forgot what we were talking about.
Racism doesn't exist anymore, that's what I was taught. Altab Ali's killers said we did it cause he's a Paki when they're in court. Paki was the last word he heard before he died, so I hate its mention. When they shouted it at my mum, tell me what was the intention.
This is how people stifle discussion and make sure you don't take part. They say it's a contentious issue and it's wrong to play the race card.
Strange you thought I was blaming you when I didn't even mention your name.
Light share, outrage, headshot, dead. Facebook, Fox News, old guy, Vex. Hate thy neighbor, make enemy instead. We can stop the world from burning, but you see it makes sense.
Hate Thy Neighbor by Hyphen. The speakers in this studio are amazing, and I love them when songs have bass like that. Should I spend my time between songs preparing what I'm going to say between songs for the next one? Absolutely I should. Should I spend that time concentrating to make sure I turn my bloody microphone back on? Also yes. Do I sometimes just turn the music all the way up to 11 and rock out for a bit? That one. Yeah, that's definitely what happens sometimes. So let's delve into our Modern Anarchy archive, where I bring you one of my favourite songs from the noughties and tens. And next band kind of defined the early noughties. They were a band that found their niche, found their following on MySpace, so that should be able to give you a timeline for them. They were the first artist to get a UK number one album spot purely from downloads alone. And well, since then, the lead singer's gone on to be a bit of a pretentious bellend, but we can't have everything that we want. So I am, of course, talking about the Arctic Monkeys. I promise Alex Turner used to be really quite cool. He was just a talented, awkward teenager rather than the pretentious rock star today that he is, where he has somehow lost his northern accent. But before that, he had two amazing albums, the first of which is just a complete no-skip of an album. Whatever people say I am, that is what I'm not. Released in the summer of 2006, and this is my favourite song off of that album. My favourite song? Oh, there's quite a few to choose from. But it's today's song off of that album, and one of my favourite actors, Stephen Graham, was in the music video. So, this is When the Sun Goes Down by the Arctic Monkeys, our modern anarchy archive, all the way back from 2006. Enjoy.
I said, who's that girl there? I wonder what went wrong so that she had to roam the streets. She doesn't do major credit cards, I doubt she does receipts. It's all not quite legitimate. And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. Can see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a driving ban amongst some other offences. And I've seen him with girls of the night, and he told Roxanne to put on her red light. They're all infected, but he'll be alright, cos he's a scumbag, don't you know. I said he's a scumbag, don't you know? I bet he'll rob you if he can. Can see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a nasty plan. I hope you're not involved at all.
When the Sun Goes Down by the Arctic Monkeys, all the way back from 2006. Bloody love that song. I bloody love that album. It really is good. I'm going to have to dust that off. And by dust that off, I obviously just mean search it on Spotify. Because who has physical media these days? Ugh, giving up physical media was one of my biggest regrets in life. I definitely shouldn't have done that. But hey, here we are. It probably would have been an expensive habit if I picked up a vinyl habit in my teenage years. I'm sure I'd still be paying that off right now. So maybe Spotify is the way forward. Speaking of my teenage years, we have a band that also formed back in 2006. And for a band that have been doing this for as long as that, I feel like there's nobody that does earnest, angsty music as well as the Wonder Years. They've released new music this year. It came out in... Oh, I lied. It came out in September last year. But it's still a great song. I still love to share it with you. There is very little that tickles my fancy, flicks my switch, or floats my boat as much as earnest, angsty music. And there are very few who do it as well as the Wonder Years. So sit back and enjoy Low Tide by the Wonder Years all the way, well, all the way from last summer. Enjoy. Low Tide by the Wonder Years. Let's keep the earnest angst going. So, speaking of high school angsty breakup songs, we're going to have the Isle of Wight's own singer-songwriter, Lauren Hibbard. She describes herself, or she says about herself, that you can still rock and have irritable bowel syndrome. And this is definitely a high school breakup song. I love it a lot because I like that kind of stuff. So this is Honda Civic by Lauren Hibbard. Although before we break into the song, let's do the socials. You're smart people. We're easy to find, but go onto Instagram, go onto Twitter and search Anarchy FUK and you'll find us. Go onto Spotify, search Anarchy from the UK and you'll find us. You're smart people. We're easy to find. And as always, this is WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College. Now with the call signs out of the way, let's get into that Honda Civic by Lauren Hibbert.
You think you're so hot, big shot. I don't care, it's just genetic. Slipknot t-shirt, you're so cool, it's just pathetic. Oh, here we go, talking politics, you're
Fabulous Lauren Hibbard with Honda Civic. I really enjoy that. Some of the problems with Spotify is I have no idea how big or famous artists are because, like, I discover them, I listen to them, I put them onto my playlists, and then I listen to them on loop. But, like, I don't check out their stats or I have no idea how much they've broke into the public consciousness. And I just checked out Lauren Hibbard. She is doing just fine for herself. She has more than a couple of million streams, so she is doing just fine. Good for her. We're going to have more new music that came out just this month. We have the fabulous Sonic Boom 6. It's their first single since 2018, and they are back with a bang, or a boom, as it were. This is their new track with One of the Boys. I have loved the Sonic Boom 6 for a long time. They have been at the forefront of the alt ska scene in the UK for the longest time now. And, well, I like to say that I have like an alternative and a punk show, but on the grand scheme of things, I have an alt ska show because that is what I love. So you have heard Sonic Boom 6 before. You're going to hear Sonic Boom 6 again if you listen to more of us here at Anarchy at the UK. So without further ado, this is One of the Boys by Sonic Boom 6. Don't you just love horns?
The ass when you join the club. It's a champagne pint in the back room at the pub. It's the First World War when they shut that door. Not a third step more, cause you gotta be one of them. It's an arm and a leg for the tailored suit. But the money ain't a worry when your family's of such repute. So when the glass gets smashed and the place go crash, you can just pay cash, cause you gotta be one of them. Membership. But the money ain't a worry when your father's a Tory whip. Oh, it must feel sad to be Grenfell Clad, but do not feel bad, cause you gotta be one of the boys. One of the boys. Just give them a reason. And there's an opening for anybody who learned Latin at Eton. Or if they saw him in the hall at boarding school, just give
the boys.
Banging new track from Sonic Boom 6, One of the Boys. So, as we should do in this show, we're going to keep things in the UK and we're going to have our Legends of Anarchy archive. We all know they'll never reform. Let's say that our Legends of Anarchy this week are Oasis. They will never reform. I'm sure the Gallagher brothers have been offered all the money in the world, and if they haven't done it by now, they're not going to do it at all. But they were Britpop. There were other important bands. Other things happened in the 90s, but it was Oasis. And you can have your Blur versus Oasis battles as much as you want. It's Oasis. Oasis wins. Oasis always do. And this is one of my favorite songs of theirs. You've not lived until you're south of sober at 2 in the morning and singing this with all locked in arms with all of your friends, or doing the same at the football. We are going to have the legendary song that is Don't Look Back in Anger, all the way back from 1995 off their iconic album What's the Story, Morning Glory. So yeah, let's get back, chant along, as you should do. This is an amazing song. This is Don't Look Back in Anger.
Silent.
Anarchy from the UK listeners. This is your host, Simon Pollard, and I'm thrilled to bring you an offer that's dialed all the way up to 11 from our partners at HelloFresh. Imagine being able to escape the mind-numbing pop soundtrack and the crowds of the grocery stores this winter by diving into farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and killer recipes straight into your doorstep. HelloFresh is here to make home cooking easy, fun, and rebelliously affordable, the perfect harmony for music lovers. Honestly, what we use HelloFresh for in my household is just to get back into the habit of cooking. It's so easy to fall out of that habit, but knowing that you have easy recipes, pre-portioned, everything you need, no mess, no fuss, just coming straight through, it's really good to pick up, get back into the habit of cooking, and just learn some new tricks of the trade. It's the only time that you're feeling intimidated by a lack of skills. HelloFresh is there to help you get back into the swing of things for all of your busy weeknights. And any time that you need epic mealtimes, HelloFresh is there with 15-minute meals, because even rebels need a quick and delicious fix. And the encore for all of this, the real game changer amongst everything, is if you go to HelloFresh.com/AFUK and use discount code #AFUK for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while your subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/AFUK with discount code #AFUK. Don't miss out on America's number one meal kit. Visit HelloFresh.com/AFUK. And now let's rock your kitchen. So yeah, nothing is as good. If Don't Look Back in Anger didn't get you up and singing, frankly, nothing will. Our next artist, I'm going to choose to believe, is named after an Oasis album. They're called Definitely Maybe, which is also an Oasis album. I haven't seen a press release. I have no confirmation that they are named after that album. So it could be a coincidence, but that's what they're called. They're called Definitely Maybe. They have gone the route that I don't like in this modern society, where they haven't released an album. They didn't even release a single. Well, they've just released a single, but they released half of a song on TikTok, saw that it resonated with fans, did some numbers, and then went into a studio. And I'm aware that this is just me being an old man shouting at a cloud. That's not how we did things back in my day, but you know, that's not how we did things back in my day. But I also know that, like, no studio is backing artists anymore. You have to do it all yourself. So wasting time and money in studios for songs that won't register, like, I get it. I just don't like it. But this is an amazing song and has been well worth their time in the studio. Honestly, I felt a little called out about all the mental health stuff in this. It kind of felt like someone had kind of just given them my internal dialogue. And I don't like that. But this is part of the pop punk revival that seems to be going on right now, which I am 100% here for. So this is One More Night by Definitely Maybe, and was released 2 weeks ago, a week ago. I've lost my notes. And was released. Oh, it was just a brand new release. I didn't write down its release date. It's so new. So yeah, it came out within the last week. This is One More Night Maybe. By Definitely Maybe.
Suffocating.
One More Night by Definitely Maybe. I just did some further research into them, and the chances of them being named after the Oasis album are pretty minimal, because all of them were born after that album was released, and they're out of Chicago. Either way, probably not Oasis fans, but bloody brilliant nonetheless. I really hope we get more from them in the new year. I really like the pop-punk revival that is going on right now. There's a lot of good American bands that are bringing pop-punk back in a good way, because there's been some cheesy pop-punk within the last decade or so. No one's really got that kind of late 90s, early noughties punch that it really had, but it's coming back and it's here. I'm all for it. We have one more song for you, ladies and gentlemen, and it is another entry into Good Band Name, Bad Band Name. We have Pigs, 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 Pigs. And I don't make up the rules, but that's a good band name. Weirdly, I think if they were Pigs, 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 that would be a bad band name. But the fact that there's seven of them, I think it's a good one. And they also refer to themselves as Pigs 7X, which is pretty cool. But we started the show with a good band name, bad band name entry. That was also a driving rock band filled with just crushing riffs. And that is how we're going to end the show. So this is Ultimate Hammer by Good Band Name, Pigs, 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 Pigs. And it was off their single that was released earlier this year, off their album Land Sleeper. So they went through the hassle of actually recording a whole album before dropping some singles. So they are kicking it old school in that front. And they have a pretty old school sound to them as well. So enjoy Pigs, 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 but with Ultimate Hammer. Pigs with Ultimate Hammer. And you just don't have enough good old-fashioned guitar solos these days. And that is how we are wrapping up this week's show. We are back next week with our final episode of this season. We'll do a best of 2023. So we'll have all the best music from this year, as well as our usual dips into the modern and legendary Anarchy archives as well. So we hope you've enjoyed this week. Obviously, please check out our partners at HelloFresh.com/AFUK using discount code #AFUK. And also check out our socials. It makes a big difference. So go onto Instagram and Twitter and search Anarchy from the UK. And go onto Spotify if you want to listen again to any of this music. Search Anarchy from the UK. You're smart people. We're easy to find. Thank you and good night. See you next week.